When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on.
Remember playing the guitar strum after you used to this? String?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
All yeah. Right. Bring. No, I would do that after ESOG
that?
Now.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Yeah. ESOG Now. Bring. One of the many great moments that we used to do daily in COVID when we were just trying to come up with anything. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, though. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy Randy, man, I see y'all had a time in Vegas. I'm trying to figure out, so who actually got Randy to do the gritty on the strip? Because that's something that I just couldn't see happening.
It's a white guy named Tito.
Yeah, it was Tito.
Okay.
I think mine was a brown liquid named Jack.
Yeah.
Because agave got me while I was out there. That'll I was happen. Walking down the strip. I don't know if I'm sure y'all saw them. They got these plastic plants like everywhere. They're real plants, but they're plastic plants. And I'm walking, and I am so drunk on the strip, and I get to these plastic plants, and to me, it looks like weed. So now I'm standing in the middle of said plastic plants, looking at everybody walk by like, hey, y'all don't see all this weed? police officer walks by.
Damn.
Walks by. No. He walks by. He looks at me. He said, well, you know it's legal out here, but that's definitely not weed. I wouldn't smoke that. So, hey, quick question for y'all on the football, though. So I got Patrick Mahomes on my team, and I went and picked up Michael Penix. I just told Bo, I'm really thinking about starting Michael Penix over Patrick Mahomes because I don't know if Pat gonna play the whole game. Do y'all think I should start Penix? And do you think Kyle Pitts plays better?
I would definitely lean on Bo on this one. Like, Mahomes hadn't been a great fantasy quarterback
and
all year,
and
now
up.
He's hurt.
I'm looking for better options.
Okay.
It's a rookie quarterback starting his first game ever in the NFL. What are we really expecting here?
Yeah.
With one of the best running backs in the league.
Yeah, they're going to give it to Bijan a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Bijan's going to be around 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be around 30 carries.
Yeah, and Algiers is going to carry the ball a lot. And hopefully it opens up the play-action game. Hopefully it does.
It was Tito's, and we were chasing it with them with the original Coors, the orange can.
The Coors. Banquet beers.
The banquet
beers. You guys are drinking banquet beers.
Yes.
I was drinking PBRs. We found the cheapest beer in Vegas.
It was $3.
It was $3.
$3. And then, so the happy hour was over. She says, yeah, you guys about 10 minutes in happy hour. I said, well, can I buy four in advance right now for the happy hour price?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, go ahead.
And she let him do it.
Yeah, she let me do it.
She lined up the happy hour beers and just.
She give them all to you at once?
No,
but she let him prepay.
She let me prepay for like
dude,
nice.
That was the best part about
what
it.
Was it buy one, get one?
No, it was just $3.
Oh, it was just cheaper.
Now it only went to $5 after happy hour was over.
I was like on six already. I was like, let me get four more in advance.
Now, the bartenders of that place were really. If you're in that part of Vegas, which is like downtown. Old Vegas.
Yes.
It's called Evil Pie.
Yes.
It's a pizza spot. The pizza was good.
Yes.
It's Evil Knievel themed. And they got the best happy hour in the whole area. And the bartenders are really nice.
Yes,
too.
They were.
Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man. So Mo went to Vegas. Everybody went to Vegas. Help me, huh?
There was a lot of Falcons fans in Vegas, Devin. There was a lot of them.
You knew that, but didn't you hear the promo? It's a short flight from Kansas City.
Now, notice now. I ain't called in a while because I've been real busy at this new project I'm on. So, my question, what I'm about to tell y'all, is going to hit a little harder. So, you know, I listen on the Odyssey app, right?
Yep.
My Odyssey app gave me my playback for 2024.
Yep.
I'm listening to y'all for 63,102 minutes. I think I got a damn problem.
No!
Damn white.
That's
and I couldn't even get an invite to Vegas, bro. So I'm saying, I got to rethink the relationship, bro. What are the problems with y'all this damn much?
We appreciate that you do.
You keep our quorum up. Is that the word?
Cume,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's even how it works, but that was nice, though. That was good stuff, Randy.
You keep my quorum.
Randy's talking public or promotions director kind of stuff or program director kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what I was saying, though. Like, I think next year we should have some sort of thing for, like, the – because we've had people send us there in the top 10%.
Yes.
Devin's got to be in the top 0.01% if he's listened to 63,000 minutes of this radio station. Do you think you've listened to 63,000 minutes of anything this year? Like, I bet I haven't talked to my wife for 63,000 minutes.
That's probably it. I mean, other than you combine all the damn gappy-ass kids of mine.
You put them all together.
Yeah, put them all together.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's 172 minutes a day. 3 hours.
All right. That's what we're doing, right?
So okay, we definitely haven't conversated with your...
180, right?
Yeah, 172. Well, I just rounded up.
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's a lot, and we appreciate it. All I'm saying is we should do something for the big listeners next year. Like, if you can prove that you're a top five listener, then we should, like, put your names in a hat. Draw your name out of a hat, and then whatever. Some sort of, like I said, Abe will come to your house and, like, grill you some steaks or something like that.
Dude, do you think Abe can cook?
I think he can cook certain things.
Like what?
I bet Abe could grill a little bit. Like grill a burger.
That face he's making, I don't think Abe can grill a hamburger.
I'm trying not to make a face to react to somewhere, Randy.
I bet Abe can boil stuff. Like, I bet, like...
Eggs?
Yeah, or like pasta. I bet he makes a mean spaghetti. I'm just thinking of the single man meals, you know? What's your specialty?
I just microwaved hot dogs for lunch. So, like, that's where we're at, man. Oof,
damn, okay. Eh?
All right. Well, never mind.
I'm here. Not
but
at
like
home.
At home. Like, if you just say, and it's going to happen in 2025, you got a lady coming over and you're cooking dinner for a date. It's going to happen.
It's happening now.
Well, yeah, that's true. You may be sneaking.
Yeah, it's happening now.
Sneak freak. Nah,
I can make a little something.
What are you making? Like, what's the go-to?
If it's dinner, it probably would be steaks.
Okay.
Probably would be steaks.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yes, he can.
Yeah, okay.
I believed in him the whole time.
Maybe.
Tim.
You said he microwaved hot dogs.
That sounds repulsive. It sounds repulsive. It sounds so gross.
Yes.
Technically, they were brats.
Tim is in Smyrna.
Hey, afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Tim.
Well, I'm a 45,000 minute listener. I vote for a Top Golf experience.
Oh,
good idea. But my question is not about that. My question is more about the Falcons, and I want to get this out to Falcons Nation. I'm a big Georgia Bulldog Falcon fan, and my favorite thing about going to Sanford and going to Georgia games is at kickoff we do go dogs, pick 'em, hoo hoo hoo. At that Falcons game, we don't have a chant like that. We got Rise Up and all that, but I'm trying to put this out there. What if we did a kickoff to the window? We kick the ball to the wall. I think that could slap. We want to get your feedback on it.
I love it, Tim.
The Tim said he thinks that's a slap.
He thinks it was a slap.
I love it.
To the window, to the wall. I get it. They got windows in there, too.
And they got walls.
And walls.
Okay.
I think.
It's just all the parts after
a good
that.
Idea.
It's just all the yeah. lines after.
Because then everyone's going to yell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be 75,000 people yelling that.
Yeah.
Which actually would be hilarious.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just the lines after that. That's all it is. It's great, but after the lines after
that. Actually makes me like it way more.
Yeah.
All right. Good idea. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, guys? No, Tim's up to something. Tim's on to something with that one. That's for real. I'm so disappointed. I was calling specifically because of my Odyssey rating, but I'm like 13,000 minutes. Yeah. I was like, all right, 40,000, 60,000. Geez.
Not enough.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
And you're the second show because I listen to you guys in the car, so that's different.
Because you got that lady now moving in with your woman, man. She got you listening to other stuff.
Yeah, you're probably listening to a lot more like Mariah Carey and stuff.
Yeah. I'm actually in my reflection stage. That's related to my question right now. Another existential question. Just December, you're reflecting and whatnot. You guys, like I said, I was looking at my rating. You guys produce such an amazing show every day, and me being like kind of a partial Atlanta sports fan, always listens in every day. And I always wanted to know,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's your secret? Like, what's your sauce? And like, how... You guys have families. You have probably other responsibilities and media responsibilities, things like that. What is it that gets you to do this every day at such a high level?
I don't have media responsibilities because I don't.
Nice try, though, Andrew.
Yeah, nice try.
Try to sneak that in.
Try,
there.
Yeah,
so he wants us to get in our reflective phase. I'm reading a book right now, and one of the people in the book said, "Reflecting is weakness wrapped in nostalgia," which I thought was a hard ass thing to say.
That's pretty hard, right? There.
But I don't agree with that. I think being reflective is smart.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's
just weakness wrapped in nostalgia.
I just like doing the job, like working with Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my wife told me I had to get a job like 5 years ago. She said I had to get a job, but you got to find something to do.
Yeah. Like there's no like get yourself like, oh God, to do this again.
Sometimes.
It's really.
It just depends. The Shakes Monday is different with certain people. Shakes Monday with Andy, like smooth listen.
Not bad.
Shake Mondays with Abe, you gotta lock in.
It's adding to it.
Hell yeah.
But if there is a secret sauce, thank you, Andrew, for the very nice compliment, by the way. I think the two things that make, and I don't, all the shows have a lot of good stuff going on, but I think the two things that make this show really go is we all really like working with each other.
Yes.
Genuinely enjoy each other as friends and colleagues and all that. And none of us are scared to be honest about stuff on the radio.
Nothing at all.
Personal stuff.
Yes.
Sports, obviously. But, like, you really do know us.
Yes.
Because we're telling you all about
everything.
It.
Everything. Everybody knows our children.
Yep.
Everything. So, yeah, it is awesome.
It is.
No, I think that's the biggest thing. We all genuinely do like each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's key. Nice. When you find it, hang on to it tight. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was Urban Meyer's dad that said that. Urban Meyer's dad said that to him. Reflection is just weakness wrapped in nostalgia.
You're reading Urban Meyer?
It was a book. It was like part of it. Part of it was about Urban Meyer and some of his path. It was really interesting.
It sounds like Andy's had two concussions, and Andy likes looking at himself on closed caption.
Don't mind it. Yeah. Randy used the term Vegas breath. And that's the funniest thing and most accurate thing I've ever heard.
You can kind of smell it.
It's just so descriptive. I won't say who he was talking about.
Angel had indigestion when she was pregnant because Randy had an afro in the womb.
Yep.
And Randy needs to get a new phone so he can get his face recognized.
Bunk is built like Blue Chew. And if you got to pick yourself as your lock screen, you are for the streets.
One of my favorite lines.
It really is just a great description.
Yes.
She's for the streets.